Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just over 100 days into the Trump administration, and political operatives are beginning to prepare for the presidential race in 2020. There are eyes on several Massachusetts Democrats who could play big roles in that campaign, possibly as candidates for president or vice president. With us this morning to imagine the influence that some of our local political figures could have on the next race is Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, who joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Bob.
Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren first. Clearly, Senator Warren has gotten under the president's skin. Just last Friday, he again referred to her as Pocahontas, a reference to her claims to have some Native American ancestry. Why do you think that is, given all the other Democrats who also disagree with the president in Washington?
She has gotten under his skin. She's very aggressive. She's very pointed. She's been unyielding in her criticism of him. And he also sees her as a potential rival, a potential 2020 presidential candidate. Warren recently acknowledged in her book that she's around the country hawking right now that her husband talked her out of running for president in 2016, a seemingly odd admission for somebody who's such a strong person. If she runs for president, she would galvanize the Democratic Party. She's the natural heir to Bernie Sanders' base. She'd be a very strong candidate, I think, in 2020. It's unclear whether she wants to do it, whether at her age she wants to spend the next 3 years on an airplane.
Popular in Massachusetts, popular as a money raiser around the country, but popular with Democrats around the country outside of progressive Democrats who would almost certainly back her?
That remains to be seen. She is very popular among progressive Democrats, particularly highly educated Democrats. Democrats live in the suburbs. So she would be able to stir up a lot of activism. She'd raise a lot of money. I think she would leap right ahead in terms of money raising. She's been money raising for the Democratic Party, but she did it for Hillary. So I think she's in a position to be competitive. Whether or not she'd win, well, there's about 20 other candidates who want to be president, too. So we'll have to wait and see.
Another name popping up is Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton. The decorated Marine veteran denies any interest in higher office right now, but apparently told one of his friends, as reported this week in the New York Times, that he wasn't denying that he might run in 2020. Why do you think he's getting attention?
Seth Moulton is a brash, unrestrained critic of Donald Trump. Democrats like the way he stood up to the president. He's called the president a draft dodger, among other things. I think what people can envision about Seth Moulton is him standing on the stage in a debate and not withering under Trump's alternate vision of reality and
name calling
and giving it right back to him. The knock on Moulton is he's just 38 years old. He's only in his second term as a representative from Massachusetts. His name recognition is very low outside of Massachusetts. The last member of the House of Representatives to move directly to the presidency was James Garfield in 1880.
So quite a while ago. And both Moulton and Senator Warren would still have to win re-election first before the 2020 race.
That's right.
All right. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has been on the lips of many Democrats around the country for years now as a potential 2020 candidate. Do you see him getting in?
Deval Patrick has dropped out of sight, and he's not been terribly active in the state, much less around the country. I think his name recognition around the country is fairly low. He really have a long way to go. The question about Deval Patrick is whether or not there's a fire in his belly. He's a nice guy, but not a tough guy, and I'm not sure the Democrats are going to see that as the right formula for 2020.
All right, let me ask about two other congresspeople, if I might. Congressman Joe Kennedy, who, of course, comes from a family with White House ties, and Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Their stars appear to be rising in the Democratic Party, but where do they go in the next 4 to 8 years?
Yeah, two very popular Massachusetts representatives. There's a bottleneck faced by Moulton, Kennedy, Clark, and Maura Healey, the attorney general, in that the top positions in the state are taken, Baker, Markey, Warren, and who gets the next position is up for grabs. So I think Kennedy, I don't think he has his eyes on the White House quite yet, but he could be blocked by these other three if a Senate seat opens up. He is an heir to the greatest brand name in American politics, but he has competition. Kathryn Clark is seen as a rising star. She led a sit-in on the House floor, so Democrats here really like her as well.
Kind of like waiting for a seat on the tee. Somebody's got to get up first.
Right. We may have some Democratic strap hangers.
Jeff Berry, political science professor at Tufts University, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.